Hello and welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, featuring the best unsigned underground bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. As always, I've got Nathan with me in the studio. Good evening.
Bob Dewar.
Yeah. We're in a different studio this week, aren't we? Because yeah. I was as blown up.
We're in a shed.
We're in my office, so there you go. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so. You can tweet me at SmileRadio3. You can go to Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ. Or you can nip over and give me an email, TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. So join me for an hour of trivia and top tunage. First up, we have The Coat Hangers, all-female garage punk band from Atlanta. They formed back in 2006. With a fun-loving attitude and simple, ooky tunes. They're borrowed from vintage girl group sounds such as in contemporary teen pop, as well as some old-school punk. This is Watch Your Back.
No!
That was War from the Violets, a female-fronted punk rock band from Barcelona. They formed back in 2012. They play fast, short, melodic songs with a little grunge influence. Quite like that, quite a bouncy track. Up next, we've got, old school here, Agnostic Front, American hardcore punk band from New York City. They founded in 1980. They were an integral part of the start of the New York hardcore scene. During its initial phase, the band consisted entirely of skinheads. This led to a belief among some that the band espoused ultra-nationalist and fascist politics. An assertion denied vehemently by Roger Miret, who was the vocalist. He said that in an interview in 1985. This is Old New York.
All the animals come out at night. Whores, skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies. Sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all the scum off the streets.
Thank you.
Won't Stop, that's Sick on the Bus. British hardcore punks formed back in the late 1990s. Sorry, late in 1990 anyway. After the breakup of the legendary UK punks, the Verrucas. They played their first gig 2 months after forming, but were told to get off the stage and leave after just 4 songs. I actually quite like that song. I think we're good. You was pogo in there, weren't you, son? Yeah, have a little pogo in the studio. Well, the shed. Right, up next we've got Kiss Me Killer, Bristol-based punk rockers. They've been around since 2016 with a simple plan. Write songs, play gigs, and not to sound like any other band. The lineup is 3 women, 2 guys, and they're inspired by classic 90s punk to Riot Girl and B-movie soundtracks. Their self-recorded and produced EP, Beware, is available on CD from kissmekiller.com. You are listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. This is Rat Race. We'll be right back. Pixies on Graveyard Hill. A band Kurt Cobain admitted he was basically trying to rip off. The Pixies, they were one of the most influential bands of their era, and they're heading to the O2 Academy in Leeds, September the 17th this year, so there you go. If you can get your send down there, go and see a very iconic band. Right, we've got Wren next. Jenny's Tales, the song. He's a singer-songwriter, producer, rapper, multi-instrumentalist who was diagnosed with Lyme disease. Wren underwent stem cell transplant, and it was during his illness that he actually turned to writing and producing his music. Writing heavily about illness, isolation and depression. His music, it's raw and it's real. So check it out. This is Jenny's Tale.
Quiet dark night in an empty street somewhere in London City. Jenny walked alone, she was dragging her feet. She was heading back home to sleep. Well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, because she walked it about 1,000 times before. She wanted to escape. Can you blame? Well, on the very same night, in a different place, there walked this hooded young youth by the name of James. He was 14 years old and out of his brain. He'd been smoking ganja with the boys. James, he grew up to be a kid of the street. His mates called him Screech, he was quick on his feet. He was a liar, a thief, but 14 years old, the devil had set his sights on his soul. As Jenny walked home all along, she felt scared. Usually she was alright, but it was like there was something in the air. A divine intervention telling her to beware. Maybe intuition bogging her and making her so scared. Sirens sound in the distance at the beat of Jenny's feet. A symphony of the night that echoes crime on London streets. Jenny turns a corner, their eyes they meet. A poor girl Jenny, a boy named Screech. Give me all your money, bitch, give it to me. If you cooperate, then you'll soon be free. I want your purse, your phone, don't fucking look at me. I mean it, bitch, are you listening to me? Jenny freezes statue like a lady shakes stalactite. Feel like liquid nitrogen in the dark night. She tried to find strength to move, but stayed as still as a statue in high-heeled shoes. What the hell you playing now? You playing games with me? I swear to fucking God, I'll slice the rosy off your cheeks. You think I don't mean it, girl? You don't know me. The last thing you see will be a boy called Screech. Reach with the sheath of the blade, with the teeth that could bite through steel and slice concrete. And he swung possessed with the devil in his chest, and the statue she was turned to butter in her breath. It was a quiet dark night in an empty street somewhere at London City. Jenny lay still on the cold concrete. She's found somewhere to sleep. Well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, cause she'd walked it about 1,000 times before. I guess that she escaped. It's such a shame.
We got a whole lot of living to do. Now literally got tongue tied.
Oh, that's a potential catch of the week. According to Nathan, he really bouncing him out here. Playing the music that matters. This is the Codfather. That was White Lakes and 17. They're a four-piece alternative band from Oxford. Stylistic shifts moving from punk to ambient and into anthemic. Notable support slots they've had with Razor Light and at the Auto Arena. Get me all tongue twisted here. At the Auto Arena, Indigo Stage in London. And they've... Well, that's in the truck festival for BBC introducing, so there you go. Bit of an announcement, sorry about that, I'm getting myself all tongue-tied. It's this new studio, Nathan bouncing about. Right, An Evening with the Codfather, it's coming up August the 2nd. The tickets will go on general sale from the 20th of June. The details of the event will all be on the website, that's doors opening, all the rest of it. That's the website, thecodfatherdj.com. Right, who we got next, Nath?
Fruit and Flowers.
Psychedelic rock quartet from Brooklyn. They play gritty, dreamy surf rock and draw comparisons to The Breeders, Rain Parade and 1970s punk. They actually played Brooklyn's North Side Festival just weeks after their formation. This is Subway Surfer. This is a tune.
You know.
Oh. Oh, Nathan's got the air guitar out there. Quality music coming as standard with the Codfather. That was At the Sun and Breathe. Five focused, expressive London guys mixing up every dirty guitars with pounding rhythm section, soaring vocals, and rip-roaring solos, making music you can move to, which you certainly was there, Nathan. And there ain't a lot of room in this studio for you bouncing about, throwing the shapes about there. But it all goes to making one of UK's brightest new bands. They are really good at the Sun. Right, who we got next, Nath? Avenoir. Avenoir, exciting alternative rock grunge four-piece from West Yorkshire. Made a big arrival on the music scene, playing the BBC introducing stage at Leeds and Reading festivals. And you can see them at the Wardrobe in Leeds, July the 11th. Edited People, one of our favourites, are also on that bill, so if you get a chance, pop down and see that, July the 11th. So, you are listening to the best online jukebox with the Codfather and his sidekick, Nathan.
shady when you get to know him, that's for sure. He acts far cooler than he actually is. Like an actor, he just does it for show. We ask him to make a deal, playing truth or dare, please say something real. He'll tell a true story if he can stay. We're not shocked by the revelation you make. You never show a cigarette. You silly, silly boy, you come across as ignorant. How long's her from laughing at you? Your lungs done, cause you said one thing that's true. He thinks he's charming, he thinks he's slick. He must think that we're all so thick. He'll tell a true story if he can stay. We're not shocked by the revelation you make. You never tried a cigarette. Tell you lies, and most of the time it's hard to get your head around why. They mess you about and try to look impressive, and once in a while it gets just a little excessive. You try and work out their aim. To be honest, there's no reason to be ashamed, and I'm sure it's something that we've all done the same. Sometimes we carry our actions and we don't even know what for. One, two, one, two, one, two, three. You never try a cigarette, never try a cigarette, never, 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 never try a cigarette. Oh.
Never tried a cigarette, that's Railroad. They're a four-piece garage rock band from Bradford. They formed 2018, so they haven't been going long. Musically inspired by bands like The Hives, Arctic Monkeys and The Vines. And they're playing the Roots Festival at the Square Chapel Centre for the Arts in Halifax on June the 22nd. So there you go. Good band, I like that. That could be another, I'll say, catch of the week. I think we're spoiling you again, as always. Right, up next on the jukebox, we've got Bones Park Rider. Sheffield four-piece, widely regarded as one of the most proficient bands to emerge from the Sheffield thriving underground music scene. Known for their fiercely energetic stage shows, the season quartet conjure a rare and varied brand of alternative high-octane rock and roll. Correspondents say they are probably a supreme power punk force. And I absolutely love this song. This is Died Pretty. You're listening to the best online jukebox with me, the Codfather. and his sidekick Nathan.
Down.
It's a bit windy in here. That was St. Agnes and Welcome to Silvertown. Kicking into life in 2016 with 2 7-inch singles, and they clocked up 120 shows that year playing to anyone brave enough to listen to them. Drawing musical comparisons to the Black Revel Motorcycle Club, Lana Del Rey and the Stooges. You know, huge riffs, lyrical proclamations. Fantastic. I really didn't like that. Can I say it again? Catch of the week. Right, for those of you that missed it, tickets for An Evening with the Codfather will be on general sale from the 20th of June. The details will be all on the website. That's thecodfatherdj.com. So check that out. Should be a good night. Three bands, a comedian, doing a little bit of just songs and all sorts, a little bit of comedy songs. But very good. He'll entertain you in between the bands. So, yeah, so check it out. Right, we're about done for this week. That's another great playlist in the bag. Big thank you to the COD crew. That's Nathan, Dr. Hearns, Susie, for their tireless inputs of what I do. I say I just sit here and waffle, so there you go. But they do work generally very hard behind the scenes. Smile Radio for putting me on air again, and of course you for tuning in. And you can catch this and all previous episodes at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Email me a song, and I'd like to thank all those that have already done that last week. Thank you, I will get through them. There's a lot of them. So you can email me a song, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out this week is The K's. They formed in 2017 in the northwest of England, and guitarist Ryan Breslin had previously been hired as a sessions guitarist, and he toured America supporting The Who and playing alongside the likes of Aerosmith and Deep Purple. I'll catch you next week. I'm the Codfather. Oh, yes. Hey, you're doing it. Yes, the catch of the week. I'm going to go with Bones Park Rider. I thought that, I mean, they're all good. They could all be on there, but there couldn't be only one, as they say. So that was it. So this is The K's and Got a Feeling, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
Sunshines and the tyrant stars are like insects of six legs.